Good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council regular meeting for Monday, September the 11th, 2023, at 6:30 p.m. to order. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have everyone present tonight. This time, I will ask that Brandon White from Friendship Baptist leads us in an invocation, and everyone else, please remain standing for the pledge.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Lord, we come before you so thankful tonight, Lord, for the opportunity that you blessed us with to be able to approach the throne of grace with boldness, to cast our cares upon you, because we know that you care for us. Lord, we're thankful for this community and this town that you've blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, for all those who live here and work here. We thank you, Lord, for this council. We ask that you would keep your hand upon each member and the decisions that are made here tonight, Lord, that you grant wisdom. And Father, Lord, we do not forget the lessons of 9/11 as we reflect upon that tragedy so many years ago. Lord, we're thankful that your hand remains upon this nation. We're thankful, Lord, that we're still in your care. We pray, Lord, that that same spirit of unity that bound us all together after those events, Lord, would return to our nation, not through tragedy, but through love for one another. And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone here tonight for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is response to public expression from August the 28th. Is there a response from any council members? Hearing none, the next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight?
I would like to make a motion to move New Business A, Resolution 2023-03, Flatwoods Job Corps Recognition to before reports.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to move New Business A, Resolution 2023-003, Flatwoods Job Corps Recognition to before reports. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that has been moved. I'd like to add under Old Business A, update on park projects, and that's in form of a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to add under Old Business A, update on park projects. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Do we have anything else that needs to be changed on the agenda? Hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. The first item on that agenda is Resolution 2023-003 in honor of the Flatwoods Job Corps. Mr. Sturgill, do you have a copy of that to read?
Okay, yes. This is resolution number 2023-003, resolution in recognition of Job Corps and service to the town of Coburn. And it states, whereas the Flatwood Job Corps has an invaluable partner, has been an invaluable partner with the town of Coburn in order to better our town and community. And whereas the Job Corps has completed projects that have helped to beautify our community for our residents and visitors. And whereas the town council of the town of Coburn is greatly appreciative of the work and service of the Flatwood Job Corps, completing the following projects among many others. Installing emergency lighting in town hall, rewiring overhead lighting in town hall, rewiring, replacing, and installing all lighting in Complex B, rewiring electrical outside outlets in front of the depot, rewiring lighting on the footbridges along Front Street, center of town, painting and staining of the stage, rally shack, and bathrooms, repainting the large white rocking chair, repainting the love sign, repairing the plumbing in both bathrooms inside the depot, replacing the flooring in both bathrooms and kitchen inside the depot, and repairing and replacing the plumbing in both bathrooms by the rally shack. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn that the Flatwood Job Corps is hereby recognized for the difference it has made in our community, the continued service it has provided and will continue to provide, the invaluable partnership with our town, and for its commitment to better our town for the enjoyment of our citizens. Dated this 11th day of September 2023.
Okay, the resolution has been read. Is there any action from council?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2023-003. Is there any discussion and or comments about the Job Corps? I would like to say in the discussion that we do truly appreciate everything that the Job Corps Center does for the town. There's several projects that we could not have accomplished without your all's help. So we do appreciate that. Once we vote on this resolution, we have already voted and approved to make a $500 donation to you all. Vice Mayor Sharon Steele will be presenting you with that when we present you with the resolution. So as soon as we take the vote, which I'm sure will pass unanimously, we'll ask that you all come up to receive that. Any other discussion? All right, Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, passes unanimously. Congratulations.
Because I know they're going to take pictures. I see a camera coming
out already. I'm going to get behind this one right here.
It's I don't want to walk you back. I'm standing up here sweating.
Somebody lay hands on that check on your side.
Can I possibly get a picture of my phone here?
Absolutely.
With my phone, like if I can hand you my phone.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'll turn my hair loose.
Okay.
I can email these to you.
Oh, we can take
them. All right.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Can I get a picture of just you guys?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As always, thank you.
We did. You all, just, yep, you want to.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Just need your smile one more time.
Wait, wait, let me get out the race.
Thank you. Thank you guys for all your help.
I know, I could have photobombed it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, touching my stuff.
Any objection to putting this on our Facebook?
All right. The next item on the agenda is reports A, Fire Department. We did receive a message that there would be no representative from the Fire Department. However, Assistant Chief Jackson did contact me before the meeting and shared with me that they were in the process of looking into what it would take to make the Fire Department a non-transport first responder station. He shared with me that if they were to do that, that would open them up to more funding as well as grant opportunities. I did ask him to gather more information and share that with us at the next council meeting. Do you have any other questions or anything for the fire department? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to B, Police Department.
Ron's out of
10. Oh, yeah.
Ron's out
of 10. That's why.
We got it. I'm cool.
Oh! Jump right off that phone.
All right, so
that felt good.
So we had 856 total events in the Hefner Police Department, 113 business checks, 276 foot patrols, 28 patrols down at Bontown Park, 35 at Ringby Park, Kilgore Park was 39. Had extra patrols, 106, one commercial alarm, 28 assisting of other agencies. Two vehicle lockouts, two citations issued, 18 vehicle stops, one public intoxication, one revoked, suspended. Had under incidents and investigations, we had 26 total. Total of incidents would be 18. Had 9 arrests, 22 charges, 89 criminal papers served. 131 total criminal papers, 4 civil papers served, 4 emergency protective orders. We put a total of 2,941 miles on vehicle 600, 601, 602, and 603.
Okay, thank you for that. Do we have any questions for the police department? Do you have any questions, comments, need anything from us?
I appreciate you guys and everything you do for us.
All right. Thank you very much. The next item is Report C, Water Plant, Mr. Markham.
Just letting everybody know that end of October will be time for the biannual flush, and then we'll be cleaning the median gallon tank. So, let everybody know in advance.
What is the status of the million-dollar tank? I know that there were some issues with that. What has that been repaired? Or
that was hot wheel tank.
Okay. What's the status of the Caldwell tank?
It's
completely repaired. Okay.
Yeah, we move on out of the knee, and then the next year we'll move on to Flatwood.
Okay. All right.
Do you have dates for the flushings?
Should be about the third week of October. We finish that up by the fourth week, and Teddy will come in and clean the tank.
So I would like for Mr. Williams to put that out on a phone call during that time. Let him know and everybody know.
Yeah, when we're dead set on the exact day we'll
right.
start, I'll let
so,
him know the week before.
Let him know so he can put all call out to tell everybody this is going on in case there's a disturbance in their water.
Yeah, using that on the Facebook page and all that too. That's about it. I just want to make sure everybody's aware of what we're doing and moving forward.
Thank you.
Is the project complete up there?
Yeah, 99%. Yeah.
Okay.
One part to come in and we'll be finished next week.
Okay. All right, questions?
If y'all have like one or two houses at the end of a single line, a dead end line, do y'all bleed that more often or not?
Livingston, his mines, you know, there's a few places like that that we tell them to hit, you know, every couple of months, especially during the warmer months.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
There's a bacteria.
Yeah, just make sure it's flushed out fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, if you don't mind, could you touch bases on that PFAS?
Oh, the forever chemicals?
Yeah, the polyfluoroalkyl.
Yeah, this forever chemicals is what they're calling the 3M, you know, Scotch Guard stuff and all that. They come around about 2 months ago, the health department did, collected for our water samples. I guess when we get the results back, we'll know more about it.
Is that report one of them that's in there?
Huh?
Is that PFAS one of those reports?
This is a new thing coming down.
Okay.
You know, I just started talking about it a few years ago. The health department collected the samples. Hopefully, we're in such a rural area, we'll be under any kind of limits. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed. So.
I have a question. Now, we've been in operation for what now? How many months since we completed that water line?
So it'd be 9.
Can you tell any difference in chemical use and?
Well, they've been real low because we're in a drought right now. So.
Yeah, I understand that part.
Yeah, I mean, they've come down, but, you know, it fluctuates with the loss rate, too. So.
Water loss?
It's 50% this month, I believe, is what it showed.
What were we running?
About 60, 65 prior to that.
Mid-60s, upper 60s. In the first 3 months of going active, we were actually down in the 40s.
Yeah, it went down for a while, but it started creeping back up about March or April.
When they started the pumps, we've already fixed 3 leaks.
Yeah.
Since they activated the pumps, just because some of the lines were...
And a little more pressure on the line with the new pump stations, you know. It's a battle. You're always going to be fighting leaks. I mean, we're never going to be
leak-free.
Never. No. So.
How many more miles would you figure it needs to be replaced in Coburn as far as the old lines? Any idea?
I'm talking about maybe 20, I guess. Anything galvanized needs to go. So that would be everything. Riverview, pretty much. Some back around through the Brook Strait, we've got, and a lot of the spur lines, you know, like Bond Town and stuff, they loop around that trailer park and all that. That's all still galvanized, so that's where the problems are going to be. Yeah, so we replace almost all the AC line with plastic, so it should be fine. So mainly those areas, so. But the gas, maybe 15, 20 miles when you add it all up. You know, half a mile here, half a mile there. You know.
I was going to wait and mention this during Mr. Livingston's report, but can kind of go with the other. We had a leak at the pump station in Maytown. I guess it was last week, maybe the week before sometime. And I had a few folks contact me yesterday saying that there's still not very a lot of pressure over there in that area, so that there's possibly maybe another smaller leak that we didn't find, or
I think that thing said about 100 PSI.
We turned it down when we fixed that leak. We turned it down, but we're gonna go back over and put it back up again.
Okay, so when do you plan on
tomorrow
doing that? Okay. Just if I'm asked, maybe I can ask them to check their pressure tomorrow and see if it gets better. Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you. The next item is reports D, town manager report. Mr. Williams.
I'm still working on the DHCD grant for the beautification.
What's the deadline on that?
October 28th.
Okay.
Contacted Boyd Construction. They were out of Wise County today on another project. I left a message for Mr. Boyd to give me a call, and he didn't call yet.
Is this in regards to the paving?
Okay. I've got no word back from Wayne Group about the possible charges of the new sewer line going through Banner. So I'm still working on that. Permits and anything for Am Avenue for Hinkle Construction, for Hinkle Environmental. As all that's been completed, I spoke with them today. They are setting up a timeline now to come and start the project. I talked to the school board about the fire hydrants. We went up one day last week and tested both the fire hydrants. One of them we had to tag out. You cannot turn it off without turning the valve off. So that one there, I believe we've got the job corps, if they're still on board. The gentleman up there that does the repairs, I'm gonna try to do that. And what we've got so far is that the guts of that thing would be more than cost of then replacing it. So we're looking at doing the replacement, but I think Jeff just have to dig, determine how deep or how long of a bell or whatever we need to get.
5.5 feet high.
So we will have to tear up a little bit of pavement around it. It's not as bad. I did talk to Mr. Gary Lawson at the school board, and he was unaware of anything with those fire hydrants, and they do not want them moved. They prefer that we don't interrupt the asphalt if we don't absolutely have to. He does understand that one down there needs to be replaced. They're okay with that. As far as moving them, they're happy where they are, and they wish we would. We talked about the PFAS, and I've not contacted Tim with Job Corps yet to set a schedule for that.
For?
To stain bridges.
Okay.
That's also, we received a bill from Superior Trucking. It's $4,686, and what I request from council is if we could use ARPA money.
What is it for?
The dam.
How much? 4,000?
It's 600, I think it was.
While we're waiting, passing that around, have we completed all of the first aid CPR training?
We finished the first class. Quite a few people showed up, Public Works, I think one from the police department. She hasn't notified me yet. I'm not contacting her today to get the next class, but she said as soon as you finish that one, we'll get together and set up the second class to finish it. So it's going. The other thing is Eastside High School has sent me a letter requesting road closure on October 25th for their
homecoming
parade.
Have you submitted that paperwork?
I have not.
So Ryan Crutchfield sent that email about moving those signs. Do we want to take the signs from Eastside High School?
I don't know if we would use them.
I don't know.
I don't think we need them.
Okay. Okay. I'll do whatever.
Back to this, Superior Trucking. Will you tell me again what this is?
This is where we put the barrier underneath the bridge to dam the water for the fishing tournament for the children.
So is this something that was done for the Guest River Rally?
For the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me clarify this. And there's no volume on this. Test one. Can anyone hear me back there? Got a little bit more volume. Okay, this is part of the fishing day. And so everyone knows how this thing came about. Is the Hawkins Mill Trout Fishing Stream agreed to come in and supply fish for this event and do the dam for this event for $1,750. Somewhere along the line, the town of Coburn got involved in building the dam. Now how, I don't know, but they did. So consequently, yes, this was part of the Guest River Rally, but it was taken care of before the town of Coburn got involved in it, and the additional cost should never have been happening.
How did the town of Coburn get involved?
I don't know.
Who did they talk to? Did they talk to...
I guess I could start the conversation with Mr. Hamm and Jeff and his crew was talking about doing the dam part up by the bridge where they used to do it in the past. And at that time, he said it was probably a good idea for the amount of fish that we get because we was getting an additional 150 that was donated by somebody else. And in North Carolina, I don't remember for sure. And
Alvin Hess.
Not Redwood, so.
The concern that I have is we're saying watch our spending. We're dwindling back down our funds. I'm pretty sure there's a limit of how much money can be spent before council votes on it. And I'm pretty sure $4,600, a project worth almost $5,000 should have been pre-approved before we're getting a bill for it. No matter who's at fault, no matter if the town reached out when the town did and we were told that this would be the price, it should have been brought to council before we agreed to allow them to do almost $5,000 worth of work.
So, you said that the fishery place, mm-hmm. Hawkins Field, they had planned to do the dam themselves.
Correct.
And somehow or another, it transferred.
Somewhere along the line, the town of Coburn got involved in it. How, I don't know. But I mean, the complete project, fish, dam, everything, $1,750.
So,
that actually, I don't believe, is the total cost of that project because that's just for the steel dam.
Yeah, that didn't count how many days we worked building the dam.
Going beyond that, there was two other dams built that broke through.
Right. A lot of wood. So nobody knows how we ended up building the dam?
Just how I explained it. Maybe look at it.
You don't
know why.
So the fishery people contacted us to do the dam?
No. They were going to do the dam.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
When I contacted him, I had the paperwork. I had to sign it. I forwarded it to him. He sent back and said it was approved. I contacted him to see what we needed to do to set up for the dam. And that's what I got everything going.
You contacted who? The fishery people or somebody else?
Mr. Hammond.
What's his connection to the fishery?
He owns it.
He's part owner of it. Him and Mr. Hess?
Alvin Hess. From North Carolina.
Very nice gentleman. He donated another 100 pounds of fish and did hot dogs.
So I'm just going to guess, in my guesstimation, with wood, that cost, manpower, we spent $10,000 on the dam.
Is it still there?
No.
It's already been removed.
Yep.
Like I said, before any of that was built, we should have asked the cost, and if we knew that it was going to be above the limits that we have authorized prior, that should have been brought to council for approval. Comments? I guess we need action in regards to that.
I don't have a choice but to pay the bill. I mean, I'm not going to do that to that company, but...
I would like to see in the future that the CIA approach us and say, listen, we're going to do this, and this is what our plans are, and like to have an amount.
Well, what I've just been told, though, is that the CIA had it all covered.
It was the CIA had this completely 100% covered.
I'm confused.
We all are. So okay. Listen again.
The $1,750 cost of the downtown fishing project was paid for by the Coburn Improvement Association. They entered into an agreement with Hawkins Mill to supply fish and to do the dam. And to do the dam. The dam is going to be done out of, basically my understanding is rock bags, which were to work fine. No environmental issues, no impact to the adjacent land, no impact to anything. Something he's done before.
Another thing I'll ask, did we get a permit or whatever?
Yes.
We were supposed to have?
The permits were supplied by Hawkins Mill. The only thing that the town of Coburn was required to do was to sign the permits itself and submit those, which was done.
Who did they get the permit off of?
Jimmy, who was that through? Wildlife?
Wildlife.
So that was Coburn.
Everything was done completely the way it had to be done, to a point. And it kind of got crazy.
I guess what I'm saying is, Jeff, is we make the different entities of the town show what they're doing. We want to know what they're doing. And I know I'm missing a point here.
Not really.
Actually,
but I think had council been made aware that what was the plan for the creek and that the Hawkins Mill was going to do this down on our creek in the town and blah, 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 and we had been told prior, then I think that our town crew might not have got involved.
They would not have been involved.
Right.
Had this thing gone the way it was supposed to. Now, you're on all the text to go through for CIA.
Right.
And, you know, it's... CIA does projects for the Guest River Rally. This is nothing unusual. You're invited to every one of the meetings, as is everyone in council. There's a meeting tomorrow night at 6:30 if anybody's interested in attending. And, you know, it's all above board.
I'm not saying that. My problem was the dam.
I've got a problem with it too.
And you've done said that Hawkins Mill was taking care of all of it.
They were.
And then somewhere during the middle of the week, or earlier in that week, we had a wooden structure built.
Which
broke through. And then we redid it again.
Which broke through.
And then we ended up the town. So I'm assuming that we bought the lumber.
CIA did not.
Pretty expensive stuff. And I think I saw people working for days. And so it ended up, like I said, it's a small dam for... And I don't think it, knowing what I know right now, it was not the CIA's fault.
It was not.
They had it all under control until somewhere along the line, we took over. I didn't, but somebody did. And now I have a bill for a lot of money. And I can't expect Superior Trucking not to get paid.
No, you can't. They did it in good faith.
Yeah. So. I think going forward, when we have major projects, which I think that to me, when we build a dam is a pretty major project, even if it's a temporary one, that everybody is on the same page prior to the event taking place. That would be my only suggestion on that. It's just like we do the fireworks through the town, which is a big thing. I think that this also could have been handled a whole lot differently. But it didn't, and it's spilt milk, and can't put it back in the jar. So here we are. So I make a motion to pay Superior Trucking $4,630.
Out of ARPA.
Out of the ARPA funds. Do I have ARPA funds to spend?
We have a motion to pay Superior Trucking $4,630 using ARPA funds. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Mrs. Sharp, roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Question for our attorney. Since I'm part of the CIA, do I need to abstain from this vote?
To pay the bill? No, you're not
okay,
required.
Then. Yes.
Devin Haymoney?
No.
Joe Steele? Sharon Steele?
Uh-huh.
All right. It passes 4-1. Let's get them paid, and hopefully this will be an example for what we need to do moving forward when other groups are in control of handling situations, and as long as they have that covered, I think we need to have faith in them that they can get the job done. And if it does come to that, before we agree to get involved and participate in the project, we need to know a price. Anything else, Mr. Williams?
That's all I have at the moment.
Any questions? All right, moving on. Public Works. Come on up, Mr. Williams.
Good evening. Like before tonight, is that we repaired the leak on High Street. We replaced the center on that orange wing. Repaired the leak on Altona. We went and covered up the ditch at the water plant, which I was talking about, tipped the dam out. So we repaired the leak on Cotton Street.
We needed that.
We repaired a leak on Lamar. And that's all I got for the night.
You did good.
All right. Question. I have a question. I'm not sure which street it is. I think it's Dutch Avenue. Did we repair the side of the road or something on Dutch Avenue? Maybe a leak or?
Yeah, we fixed the 4-inch water line up there.
Okay. What did we tell the homeowner that lived below that would happen after that was repaired?
I didn't talk to her.
I spoke with her today. And the edge of the road, which had a berm over it at one time, she wants another one in place to try to divert the water off up top of it. And also, there's a ditch line that we've already got plans of cleaning out. That's just we're getting to it. When we start paving or
where you have Boyd, when they do that road up there to replace that berm that goes around her house. She's wanting all the water off, including the water that comes down out of
Lindcrest.
Lindcrest, I'm sorry. Thank you. She wants all that water off of her as well. I tried explaining to her we can't take all the water away. There's a drain up there too that she says it leaks, the bottom's out of it, but it's under the roof. I don't know how she's attending to that. And I know it's been closed off quite a while. And I told her next time it rains, I'm going to look at it. And if it's water coming out of it, we'll see what we can do. But it's over her house looking at it, and she wants it gone.
So we are going to repair the side of the road, build it back up or whatever. Obviously, because the location of the residence, it's going to always be wet and get rain.
Exactly. But and part of that road over at the corner of Dutch and Queen, is it?
Yes.
It does need repatched. Some of the water has washed away, asphalt. So even if Boyd doesn't get up there, I think we're planning on doing that little corner right there anyway. And we'll just repair it, or we'll try to build up more of a berm to it, as it were.
Can you walk back right there? We went up there, like you was talking about that ditch, you want to bring it. She was raising so much cane, we went up, I think you recall the memory, of course. We went up there, and she said the water was going through the drain, going over the hill, and her back to her house. So we went up there and stopped all the water from going through the drain and going over to her house. And then she called back the next day, and she wanted it back open. We didn't open it back up, so she went up there and opened it up herself. And made the water go back over.
She told me today she went back up and poured concrete. So when it rained...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we did everything to help to stop the water from going, but you can't satisfy her.
Is the drain a town drain?
That drain been there for years before they even put the double wide. There were double wide in there.
But is it something that we put in there? Is it something the county put in? Property owner put in there.
I think when Bill Honeysucker, I guess when he hit the apartments up there in that ditch line, he put that drain in there before the trailer was. They put that new trailer in there. Their trailer.
Okay. So it's not air drain?
No.
So when I contact this citizen back tomorrow, because I told her I would return her call, what do I need to tell her?
We'll come back up there and put the, if she needs the curb back there and do that, whatever we need to do, we'll do it. But I'm telling you, she's going to complain about that.
Well, she asked me for a timeline. I told her I don't give out timelines. That we will get it as soon as we can. Because as soon as I tell you a date, something's going to happen. We got to get it fixed. And then you're postponed, and I don't allow to. So I said, we will have it done here shortly.
We do, in some situations, though, need to give them some type of timeline. That's like when we ask you to work on a project, you know, we want some type of timeline so we know. And I mean, I think that's only fair that we go to her and say within the next 3 months, within the next
I told her before it snows.
What if it snows next week? I mean, we can't put it on the weather.
I'm saying about timelines. I mean, we can work what we're going.
An estimated time.
Well, now a lot of those berms,
reasonable.
The berms get pushed out during snow removal.
Yep.
When you apply the corn across that hill, and plus the water we fixed up there, it wasn't on the asphalt, it was on the grass. So we didn't mess with asphalt enough, man.
Yeah. There weren't something put up to keep the cars from getting into the grass.
Well, we...
In that curve.
You know what all your crew has going on. Can we say within the next month that you all will visit up there and see what you can do? Is that reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Public Works? This is kind of Public Works and Town Manager. The pool repair, can you give us, Mr. Carter Kane, can you kind of fill us in on that?
I'll tell you when we start.
You go ahead and start. I'll finish it up.
Mr. Carter came out weekend before last and said that he didn't know that he had to replace the
Skimmers.
Drains around the pool, and that wasn't part of the initial quote that he gave us. In order to do that, he will have to tear the whole blue line strip up around the pool to get to the piping for the filters. And he asked if we could put that back in and not him. I don't think it's a good idea.
If he's tearing it out, he's putting it back.
And then he's had a medical procedure he had to take care of this week. So he plans on coming back this following week, weekend.
This following week.
But he's going to give us another quote on what it's going to take to do that.
He did get the new filters set in place?
No, he ain't got them set in place yet, but they was up there working and taking them out. Well, he wasn't. He had one of his guys up there.
Right.
Because we got to go up there, they've been taking them out, putting sand out there on the side of the basketball court. We're not going to get in it.
Jeff, question. The two gate valves, that's pretty rusted.
Well, I asked him about that too, and he said when he start getting ready to plumb it, he's going to change in. Because I asked him about that, because it was pretty rusted.
Thank you.
Questions? Any more questions?
When he starts this project, are we going to plan on helping him?
Helping him as in?
Just like what we've run out.
No. The original quote was him doing the work. So if there's something else that he needs to do, as in dealing with the liner or something, then he needs to get us a quote for that. But you can tell him that no.
Because I was under the impression that he said that he was going to put those in. That was part of that.
He's already made comments about helping to do certain things.
We may be able to contact the Job Corps to see if there's any part of that they can work on.
But it depends on what quote he uses.
Correct.
Okay.
If he can work on that phone right there, that's where we lose the water at. And then
right. So, I mean, that is important to be repaired. I agree with that. But if he told us he was wanting to do the job,
right,
he needs to do the job.
Because all that concrete going around through all that's got to be dusted up and hauled off.
It almost already is anyway. Did I say that?
All right, so yes, Mr. Williams, you'll just give us an update whenever he returns and let us know.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions for the Public Works Department?
Can I go back to the town manager?
Yeah, let me finish with Mr. Livingston. Just a reminder, it's coming up sooner than we think. The Home for the Holidays event is on Saturday, November 25th. So the town of Coburn needs to be fully decorated for Christmas by that date. November 25th.
Home for the holidays?
Yes.
We need a road closure for that date, too.
Anything else? I think we're finished with you. We're going to go back to town manager real quick.
Anything from Hillcom? On our project up there on the hill.
I have not went up there.
It's the same as it was last time.
I'd say I haven't seen any of it.
Nothing changed.
Last time I spoke, they said that concrete had set so long, I don't remember what he said.
Yeah.
How long it needed to set before they could go any higher than that.
Okay.
I had one more, and I lost it. The Virginia Main Street application, have we turned that in?
Is that the one that you said the deadline has already expired? Or
that expired in April.
So now we're to the DHCD grant with the deadline of October 28th. So
the Main Street application, will it open back up where we can get in there and
October
get that
one? April next year, also 24th.
So it has to be done before then.
Right.
So we need to definitely get on that.
Any other questions? All right. Next is the Lane Group. I do not see a representative from the Lane Group here tonight. Do we have anything from them? Do we have any questions for the Lane Group? Okay, item G, Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
In tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due in the amount of $8,548.25. The income accounts payables were $79,341.42. You have two sets of meeting minutes, August 14th regular meeting and August 28th special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, September the 8th, was $322,807.13. We had $11,950.37 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due of $8,548.25, leaving a balance of $302,308.51. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $3,007.61, and today's deposit was $10,127.74, for a combined total cash availability of $315,443.86. Friday, we received $159,000 in grant funding to pay for the police cars, but those checks had not been written when I did those reports. That's why the availability is so high. One of our girls was sick all last week, and we were short one person, so our accounts payables did not get keyed in, most of them, until this morning. So as of this morning, our cash availability was $130,001.95. In your report, you'll find a copy of our total cash availability report for all the months of August and September current, the cash comparison report, the food city gas card, and the service corporate card.
So, Mr. Williams, we were waiting on this grant funding for the police department. Everything's squared away now. They've sent
the portion, we only get so much of them, 75% of the total amount, which ended up being $159,000 or something. Talking with Ryan, there is something else that's out there that will take up the remainder balance of that. I'm not sure what it is, but we've not got any more receipts from before.
Okay.
So the comparison reports are in the packet.
I didn't see one.
I don't see them.
I don't think it's in here.
I don't see it. Didn't make it. Didn't make it.
All right.
Yeah, they're not in there. So let's see, I'll make a motion to accept the accounts payable as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the interim accounts payable as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the council minutes from the regular meeting on August 14th.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the August 14, 2023 regular meeting minutes. I'll second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain, working on the Cass River Rally.
Okay, well, that's passed 4 with 1 abstention.
And I'll make a motion to accept the council minutes for the special called meeting on August 28, 2023.
There's been a motion to accept the special call meeting minutes for August 28th. I will second that. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed?
Abstain, working on the Cass River Rally again.
4 with 1 abstention. It does pass. Anything else do you need from us? All right, do we have any more questions for Ms. Sharp? Hearing none, we'll move on to H, attorney report. Mr. Sturgill.
I do not have anything specifically to report tonight. If you all have any questions for me, I'm happy to address them.
Any questions? All right, let's move on to new business B, petition for authorization to destroy town records. Ms. Sharp, is this you?
Yes.
There's a resolution in here, isn't there? Something.
It's just a petition.
There it is, in the back, last page, petition for the authorization.
Right.
This is something that we typically do, correct?
Yes.
I think she just made a motion in accordance with what's in that last paragraph, requesting authorization to destroy these records because they're no longer, there is no long-term storage available, the records are not used or referenced and serve no beneficial or legitimate business purpose.
And all of our audits are done and caught up, so none of that paperwork would be necessary for any of that?
We follow the library of
Congress. Okay, so I will make a motion to allow them to shred and remove those papers to destroy town records.
We have a motion to destroy town records as stated in the petition by Mrs. Sharp dated September the 8th. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
I would suggest a roll call vote since we're destroying public records.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Gavin Payman.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimously. Sharon mentioned audits, so while that kind of jogged my memory before we move on, will you give us an update on the status of our audits? I know Mr.
Our auditors has it right now, and they're saying by Wednesday. Was it?
He said mid-September, but our auditor had surgery this week. They're pushing to try to get it done.
He ruptured some distance back from defending his dog from another
one. You'll have to go with all that.
So from that is the fiscal year 22. Okay.
22, and our pre-auditor has already started on 23, and they're supposed to get that done by the end of December.
As in the pre-audit or the entire audit?
She will have her part done, and he says he should be able to finish his part as well.
By December, which would put us in line with what VRA wants to.
Right.
Let's hope that can happen.
Trying to get on the good side.
Yep. All right. The next item is the old business A, update on park projects. As you all can see, we have marked off Ringley Park downtown. They will be returning on Thursday of this week to begin those repairs. Once they begin those repairs, they will stay until they are completed. The Bond Town Park, of course, that is just the resurfacing and the borders, and that is being taken care of. One question that I do have, and I mentioned this to Mr. Williams, is there the merry-go-round that was purchased prior by the park committee through a different company requires that company to actually install it. And that's what we were told by this playground equipment. We've discussed it before. They had sent us a quote for the installation of that. Mr. Williams, do you remember what it was?
I don't recall.
Okay. Can you reach out to that company if you haven't already and ask them? We would like for them to go ahead and install that while they're down there working.
The gentleman that's the rep for the air certification this week. Uh-huh. He's supposed to be today.
Okay. So maybe if you can contact him tomorrow and then get us that price, see, and a date of when they could come. Like I said, ideally, if they could come in right on the tail end of this first group, that would be great.
So is this first group going to put the teeter-totter in?
They can put it in.
But
the merry-go-round, because of the special surfacing underneath, they cannot.
Okay.
We're still looking for 15, 16? Is that the timeline?
Yeah, they're coming. They're going to start on the 14th. So ideally, the 16th through the 18th, they would be either in the middle or the end of the project. So if you could just get us a date for that. Also, we discussed the walking track around both parks. Just redefining those. Is that something that we want to request that the Job Corps come do, or our public works crew do, just redefining the walking tracks, putting down gravel?
I think we had discussed that we had gravel over there from somewhere.
Do we have gravel somewhere?
There's still.
It takes that pea gravel. We've got to get some
real fine stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Can you maybe reach out and get us a quote for both parks for that pea gravel and let us know? I would like to.
If it's close to paving cost, what do you think?
Well, you're wanting to know if it's close to paving cost to pave it, does it have to be gravel?
I mean, it can be paved, but do we really? I mean, I guess you could get a quote for one and the other, and because one, once you pave it, we'll not have to do it again for years and years, whereas the gravel does wash away when the park floods. I understand that part, so we might get a price for both.
I'll get one.
Thank you.
We'll see how that works. And then when we finally get the park completely finished, I'd like to reach out to the Commerce, Wise County Commerce, and have a ribbon cutting for the park.
That sounds good. Hopefully by
invite everybody
October,
that's,
we can do that.
Invite everybody that's participated in working on it, and I'll let you to come.
That being said as well, Mr. Williams, there's about almost $4,000 left in that project fund. The members of that committee are three of us sitting here, plus Mr. Mullins and Mr. Sullivan. I would like for you to schedule a park committee meeting so that we can decide what we want to do with the rest of those funds and close out that project fund. Due to the fact that once we complete this, that project will be finished. So I don't feel like there's any need for that to continue. So if you could get that scheduled, that would be great.
And I think that would be something to have done before they install the merry-go-round, because that could be used as
toward the cost of
installing that merry-go-round. Yeah.
Was tapered already again?
Yes.
So if you would please just do that for us, I'd appreciate it. Any other questions or comments regarding the park projects? All right, the next item is closed session. Is there a reason to go into closed session tonight?
I'd like to go into closed session on the personnel to get updated on the police department, please.
Does anybody have an update?
Some.
Okay. All right. Would you like to make that into a motion, A1, Mr. Kaiser?
That will work, yes.
All right, we have a motion to move into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel.
Second.
And there is a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're in closed session.